Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people. With your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm so pleased to have you with us this morning. We are very excited about our program, and you know this is Black History Month, and we're looking forward to a great month of powerful interviews with powerful people. Of course, that was Antonio Lawrence. Our theme song, The Power of a Woman, you may get that on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Let me share with you a little about our sponsors. Mobi Flyer, that's MobiFlyers.mobi, MobiFlyers.mobi. Mobi Flyer, a custom flyer design that lives on your phone, does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Mobi Flyers brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. A Mobi Flyer is fun to interact with and engaging to your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. Again, that's MobiFlyers.mobi. Atlanta, get ready, get ready. 2015 Diamond Women's Conference, pray for my footsteps. April 30th through May 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia, host pastor and conference, Pastor Belle Scarborough. Please visit DiamondWomen'sConference.com, DiamondWomen'sConference.com. And, of course, Women of Power. Women of Power, the 17th annual Women's Weekend, presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites in Norcross, Georgia. For registration, marketing, advertising, and sponsorship information, please visit women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. It's a matter of the heart. Today, we are very excited to have a very special guest with us. We're so glad to have Elder Melvin Taylor and the Prodigal Son. Let me share a little about him. Elder Melvin Taylor, who used to sing with the Blind Boys of Mississippi, was singing now with an awesome a cappella group, and the Prodigal Sons, Louis Gordon, Michael Key, Ronnie Arrington, LeGarrette Heath, and Tony Pate. They were brought together to minister God's gospel through music and to glorify and praise the name of Jesus Christ, through whom all their blessings flow. Elder Taylor and the Prodigal Sons formed their powerful union in 2002. In 2010 and 13, the group was named first runner-up in the quartet division of the Gospel Music Workshop of America's Convention in the beautiful downtown city of Cincinnati, Ohio. The group was invited to come back, and on the following night, after placing first runner-up, they were called back to give a salute to Shirley Caesar and Albertina Walker. Elder Melvin Taylor and the Prodigal Sons are the spiritual and musical staples for several events, including Coalition for a Drug-Free America concert on Fountain Square in Cincinnati. The group has also performed in the City of Cincinnati Gospel and Blues Fest. I will ask you to welcome with me Elder Melvin Taylor. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Relaford. How are you?
I'm so glad to have you. I'm wonderful. I'm so glad to have you with us.
Well, it's a blessing to be able to tune in this morning to you.
Well, great, great.
Got a lot of some other day, huh? Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, he did. Elder, you're a legend in our time.
Oh, my God.
You are a legend in our time.
I guess I was fortunate to be part of a legend.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Elder, you've done so much in your lifetime, but tell us a little bit about singing with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Well, that was the Blind Boys of Mississippi.
Of Mississippi.
Which,
Mississippi.
excuse me, which all of them originally started out with Mississippi. Talladega School for the Blind in Mississippi. Talladega, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And they all branched out, and then Brother Clarence Fountain started the Alabamas. So they branched off. Some of the Mississippis and Alabama have combined, and they are now the Alabamas.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how was it working with them?
You know, it was a amazing thing because I had lost my vision from diabetes. I first originally sang with the Pilgrim Wonders out of Toledo. We had a song called The Time Is Now, and we traveled with the Wind Brothers, Shirley Caesar, and then lost my sight from diabetes. And I just said, well, I just guess I won't sing anymore. My career is over. But, you know, there ain't no retirement guy's program.
All right, yeah. All right.
So he's always got a ram in the bush. So even in my blindness, I thought I could still praise God. So I ended up singing with the Mississippi Blind Boys, and it was a very wonderful experience. Overseas, Jamaica, Canada, everywhere. I mean, it was just amazing. Yeah.
Wonderful. So now you were led to found the Prodigal Son, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So what prompted you to do that?
Well, they travel quite a bit, and I'm not as young as I used to be. So, you know, the plane rides and the sometimes 14, 21 hours on a plane, that kind of takes toll on you. So I decided to do something a lot easier and try to keep it local.
So we performed, and
the acapella singing had not very many people doing it anymore, you know. We did to the Harmonizer Four and the, you know, those great acapella singers back then. And I've always admired it, and I wanted to bring it back. So we decided to form
a... I love acapella singing. I love acapella singing because, to me, it brings forth the heart of what's actually the spirit of the music.
I remember back in the day when they didn't have pianos and drums and guitars in the church, and they would sing what people referred to as the old Dr. Watts, you know.
Okay.
And you would hear the deacons, and they would just in fact, I go a little deeper than that. It started in the cotton fields. Somebody would be working, and somebody would just start singing a song. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And everybody would just join in.
Right.
And we don't want to lose that tradition.
You're right. I do agree.
Some of the young folks didn't get a chance to hear that, so... As long as I'm alive,
well,
I want to keep it alive.
We're going to get a chance to hear a little bit of it right now. We're getting ready to play Operator. So let's go right into Operator.
Operator. Give me long distance.
Long distance.
Want to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Operator. Give me long distance.
Long distance.
Need to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Oh, Miss Operator.
Operator.
Give me long distance.
Long distance.
Want to talk to Jesus
on the line.
If I can call him up.
Call him up.
And tell,
him what you want.
Yeah. Miss
Operator,
give me long distance.
Long distance.
I want to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Operator, give me long distance.
Long distance.
I need to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Been waiting a long time, operator.
Operator,
give me long distance.
Long distance.
Want to talk to Jesus.
On the line.
I can call him up.
Call him up.
And tell,
him what you want.
Yeah.
What you want.
This Miss Operator.
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 Operator. I want to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
I want to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
I've been waiting here all night long.
Operator.
Want you to hook me up.
Operator.
I need to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Somebody here tonight. They want to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Hook me up.
Operator.
Let me talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Get down on my knees.
Operator.
Let me talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Tell him all about my trouble.
Operator.
Tell him all about my trouble.
Operator.
Somebody here tonight.
Operator.
Need to have a talk with the Lord.
Operator.
Something to do over there.
Operator.
How about you over there?
Operator.
Do you want to talk to Jesus?
Operator.
Do you want to talk to Jesus?
Operator.
You can call him up.
Call him up.
And tell him.
What you want.
Somebody call him up.
Call him up.
Early in the
and
morning.
What you want.
Get on your knees.
Call him up.
Get down on
and
your knees.
What you
just
want.
Get down on your knees.
Call him up.
Have a little talk
and
with the Lord.
What you want.
Won't the Lord make a way?
Call him up.
Won't the Lord make
and
a way?
What you want.
Won't the Lord make a way?
Call him up.
Won't the Lord make
and
a way?
What you
yeah.
Want.
Yeah. Good dynamite.
What
I feel him moving.
Oh my goodness. Oh, we have been royally blessed. Probably best operator, Elder Melvin Taylor and the Prodigal Son. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and I've got to talk to you, Elder. I've got to come back. Don't you move, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Elder Melvin Taylor and the
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
We're here live with Elder Melvin Taylor. We have been royally blessed this morning. Elder, that was amazing. That was amazing. Operator.
Yeah.
I started to get my step in, Elder.
You know what's so good about it? You know, when you call him up, you don't need no quarter no more, you know.
Come on, you don't need that
anymore.
You don't
have to go to the phone booth.
Just
get down on your
knees. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Call the operator.
Call him right up. I know you all that are listening out here. For booking information, please contact Elder Melvin Taylor at 513-251-3410 or Gail Russell, their gospel artist manager, at 678-551-7070, extension 3417. Of course, I'll give that information again before the end of the program. But I want to get back with Elder Melvin, because he stirred up something here this morning. He stirred up something. What advice can you give to young and up-and-coming gospel artists? You've been around and you've seen a lot of things. So what advice can you give to those young, up-and-coming gospel artists?
Well, I just want to tell them to hold on to the dream, and nothing happens overnight. Nothing happens overnight. So a lot of them get discouraged and stuff when they first get started. But you got to really want it, and you have to hold on to your dream. You know, that's what Dr. Martin Luther King was giving us. You know, hold on to your dream. You know, and whatever you set your mind and your heart to, and always remember, keep God first. Because without Him, it's not going to happen. You got to have God in your life.
Right.
A lot of people are blessed with the gift of singing, but you got to have the Spirit of God within you. This is a ministry.
Yeah.
It's not just singing. You know, so we take ours very serious. We take it as a ministry. And God blessed us to be surrounded with people that feel the same way. So you can't have to surround yourself with likewise people. They had a mind of God and the Spirit of God, and believe me, you can do whatever you want to do if you set your mind to it.
I hear you talk about your career and your singing, not just not as performance, but as ministry. So, what about your call to ministry? Do you believe it's a call to ministry? And please explain to our audience.
Well, actually, I am a minister. I was called into ministry maybe 40 years ago. I don't want to get my age up, but I'm kind of a little bit older than most, but yet I'm still the youngest member with the Blind Boys. You know, I'm 62 years old right now, so I was blessed
God.
To be around some legends. And God can open up doors for you. And this is a ministry, the preach word, the word and song. I mean, we have had concerts where people would come to Christ. So
yeah.
I'm thinking it's a ministry. It's not just singing. It's singing praises and telling the people about God. And that's what we if you know Sister Gail Russell, then you know that's what she stands for. You know?
Oh yeah.
And we all
get mighty
together.
Woman of God.
And we still got the old tradition. We have prayer before we go on any program, and we just give it up to the Lord and have Him use us as His vessels. You know, we're empty vessels standing before a full fountain. You know,
right.
And when He pours out His blessing, we just share with the people what He gives to us. And we thank God for using us in his service. Amen.
What
There's nothing that we've
changes,
done.
What type of changes have you seen over the years, Elder, in the music industry?
Well, as you know, nowadays you can't tell. I think who was it? Freddie Jackson had a record out called "The Stomp," and everybody was stomping for a while. And you know, it's gotten real contemporary. You know, I have nothing against contemporary music,
right.
But we don't want to take God out of everything. You know, they say that when you got instruments and all these things, you know, you can pump it up. It sound more like a party than church. But a cappella, you just praising the God like they used to do the old times. And we're trying to keep that tradition alive.
We're going to ask everybody to also go out to their website. It's www.theprodigalsons.com. www.theprodigal, I'm going to spell that out for you. theprodigalsons.com. Theprodigalsons.com. To learn more about Elder Taylor and the Prodigal Sons. And I like what you said. I do understand that there has been a tremendous change. Like you said, let's not remove, let's add to. So let's keep our traditional music as well as our contemporary music. And I think a healthy spiritual balance is what allows all of us to come together in this grand community called Kingdom Living. Called Kingdom Living. Elder, what's your next? What do you got going on next? What are you preparing for? What do you got going on next? What's your next event?
Well, we're preparing to come visit you. That's eventually that's what
are
we're
you?
Really preparing for. Yeah, we're trying to come down your way in the Atlanta way as soon as Sister Russell gets a few more things straightened out. And I'm pretty sure she'll announce that when it happens. But we're getting ready to do another project in the studio also.
Okay.
And we have a few things that people want us to do. And we're just praying and looking to the hills, you know, and following the guidance of the Lord and the people they've put around us. And it's just a blessing. I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed. And every morning when I wake up, I'm blessed. You know. So,
I tell you, it is just so amazing. I'm so thankful to be able to speak with you on this morning. I'm so looking forward to this interview because your music is the music that I grew up on. What I heard in my home or what I saw my uncles and singing around the fire in the backyard. Going to what they call the halls back then. We didn't have community centers. We had halls.
Oh, yeah.
And they would go to the halls, and they would take me to the halls, and I would see them with the mighty clouds of joy. I mean, it was just amazing. And so when Prophetess Gail told us about you, we were just excited and looking forward and honored, Elder, to have you on our program. I mean, most definitely honored.
Well, the pleasure has been all mine, and it's also an honor to be able to talk to you because Sister Russell, she gave you quite a headline, too.
Oh, praise God.
Put you with a lady that's doing a work for the Lord, you know.
Oh,
and
since
we're employed by the same people, you know it's been a blessing talking to you also.
We got the same CEO. We have the same CEO.
That's it.
Well, again, we want to thank you, Elder Melvin Taylor, for booking contact information. You may do so, Elder Melvin Taylor, at 513-251-3410. That's 513-251-3410. Gail Russell, thank you so much, Gospel Artist Manager, for bringing Elder Melvin to Walking in Power. You may reach her at 678-551-7070. That's extension 3417. Again, that's Gail Russell, Gospel Artist Manager, at 678-551-7070, extension 3417. We're going to go out with Operator because I just feel like I feel like I can run on that after I heard that song. Again, we thank you. We look forward to having Elder Melvin in the beautiful Atlanta area. Remember, whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in
Operator. Give me long distance. Want to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Operator. Give me long distance. Need to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Oh, Miss Operator. Give me
long distance.
Want to talk to Jesus
on the line.
If I can call him up.
Call him up.
And tell him
what you want.
Yeah. Miss
Operator,
give me long distance. I want to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Operator, give me long distance. I need to talk to Jesus
on the line.
Been waiting a long time, Operator, give me
long distance.
Want to talk to Jesus
on the line.
I can call him up
and tell him what you want.
Hey,
what you want.
This Miss
Operator.
I want to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
I want to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
I've been waiting here all night long.
Operator.
Want you to hook me up.
Operator.
I need to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Somebody here tonight.
Operator.
They want to talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Hook me up.
Operator.
Let me talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Get down on my knees.
Operator.
Let me talk to Jesus.
Operator.
Tell him all about my trouble.
Operator.
Tell him all about my trouble.
Operator.
Somebody here tonight.
Operator.
Need to have a talk with the Lord.
Operator.
Something to do over there.
Operator.
How about you over there?
Operator.
Do you want to talk to Jesus?
Operator.
Do you want to talk to Jesus?
Operator.
You can call him up.
Call him up.
And tell him
what you want.
Somebody call him up.
Call him up.
Early in
and
the morning.
What you want.
Get on your knees.
Call him up.
Get down on
and
your knees.
Tell him what you
just
want.
Get down on your knees.
Call him up.
Have a little talk
and
with the Lord.
What you want.
Won't the Lord make a way?
Call him up.
Won't the Lord make
and
a way?
What you want.
Won't the Lord make a way?
Call him up.
Won't the Lord
and
make a way?
What you
yeah.
Want.
Yeah.
Call him up.
Good God Almighty.
What you want.
I feel him moving.
Call him up.